What's up, everyone? My name is AJ Writes Crypto, and I'm really looking forward to this interview we're about to have on the channel right here, right now. I am here with John, the founder of Swayed AI, which is like when music meets AI meets crypto. And if you don't know about me, I grew up playing in pop punk bands and producing hip hop artists in my early 20s. I was a touring musician. So when this project came across my desk, I was like, this is one I really want to learn about. This is one I'd really like to help grow. And I really think what they're doing is amazing. So John, first of all, man, how are you doing today? What's going on?
Good to be here. Thanks for having me. And the alignment was certainly there with your background. So just very glad to be here.
For sure. So I got to ask, you start at the beginning, what sparked the inception, the initial idea of Swayed AI? And how is it actually tackling real issues in the music industry?
It's a great question. And so I've played guitar my whole life. It's always been a passion. And I've played in bands, but never done it as for income. And I think I'm kind of fortunate in that regard, because I think that can kind of skew things a bit. The problem that I saw, and really the solution, was right around when AI agents started to come out, there started to be a lot of talk of, I don't know if you remember The Weeknd and Drake had that song that was AI produced. And so there were a lot of labels that were starting to go around the artists and go to open AI models and public models and just say, give me a song in the style of The Weeknd, give me a song like this. And so the only resolution that I really saw to that, because there's a lot of benefits for record labels when it comes to using AI, was that if each artist had their own AI agent, which basically would be a model, is now the way that we've evolved it, so that every artist has their own model. So if a record label wants the prolific sort of proficiency of an AI model, they're going to have to go to the artist. They can't really justify going to OpenAI when Kanye West has a verifiable copy of his own model. So it's a way to protect the artist from being just totally circumvented in that entire process.
Yeah, that's some really interesting stuff. Like, because, you know, they also kind of got to find the fine line between, you know, when musicians create and like their ideas and then kind of crafting like a full album, opposed to when people kind of feel disconnected from the music because they don't know, like, did this artist really write this song, or did they have a team of ghostwriters, or did a computer do this? I kind of feel that there has been a disconnection from the audience and their fans. So I guess my question is, you know, with that disconnect, how is Swayed, you know, aiming to resolve that problem?
So it's a great question. And, you know, we talk about peer-to-peer cash, and that's been, you know, self-sovereignty has been a thing. Obviously, I've been in Bitcoin for now about 9 or 10 years. And so it's always been about that for me. And peer-to-peer music just makes sense. Cutting off the middlemen, and I think this is an industry, the music industry, that hasn't really been interrupted or hasn't been disrupted, you know, the way that most industries have, because it really thrives off of vanity and you're going to be a star, the natural condition we all have to, you know, hit it big, you know? So it's kind of been able to subsist longer than I think it would have otherwise. It's time to cut out the middlemen that provide very little to no value. If anything, they're exploitative and extractive.
Yep.
So in bringing the music directly to the fan in a more immersive sort of environment that they can have NFTs, they can receive royalties, they can decide to speculate. It just, it makes the process much more integrated for both sides, and, you know, makes it so that they both have skin in the game.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, there's example after example in the music industry on, I mean, look at Taylor Swift, for instance, re-recorded an entire album to get the clicks, the views, the plays out of the hands of the label that basically held her hostage.
Yeah.
And just like the largest example I could think of, and even like Metallica, their own song. It's kind of crazy in the music industry. Mm-hmm. Who owns their own stuff?
Very few.
It's really sad when you down to the nitty gritty. I actually know a couple up and coming artists who you've heard on the radio before that are geniuses, but they don't make that much money. And I feel that I know that you guys recently released a creator launch pad. Yes. Can you tell me about the launch pad and how it could help up and coming artists?
Sure. So I saw a big problem in that artists were launching tokens. Celebrities have been launching tokens. You know, it's kind of been an epidemic for a while. And the primary fundamental flaw with that is it was a zero sum sort of situation. If the artists wanted to take some money out, to feed themselves just naturally, they would have to sell on their fans. And even if it didn't happen, there was always that dynamic, like, did the artist sell? It was a very kind of contentious sort of agreement. Yeah. Whereas with the Launchpad, we allow artists to, for no money, $0 for the liquidity pool. It gets to DAMM V2, and it gets deployed as a single-sided LP with just the token that was created. And then it fills up with Solana as the orders come in. So there's no cost to create it. And it's the artist gets paid based off of volume, based off of trading fees. And it's all in USDC or Solana, not the artist token. Yeah. So this way they can actually, you know, can get money out of it as they need to without affecting the chart or any of the holders. And I think, you know, it's a small distinction, but I think it really makes a huge difference when it comes to artists being able to actually, you know, muff of this.
For sure. I mean, you can sell a couple hundred t-shirts every night. You got to have a way to keep gas in the tour bus. You know, I know all about that. So I wish that we had this back in the day. Let me tell you, bro.
Yeah.
I saw a tweet on your page, I think a week or so ago, about a subscription model coming soon. Kind of tell me why that makes sense to run a subscription model for Suede.
Sure. So we have an ambassador program. There's over 3,000 ambassadors that essentially educate people on what it is that Suede does, give people the opportunity to sign up, create music, and allow the music to be monetized. And I think there was a lot of difficulty in the ambassador's ability to really have some sort of recurring revenue because people would just buy credits, they'd use it once, and they wouldn't want to, you know, put in a Solana wallet again or put the credit card in, you know, understandable. So with this subscription model, it gives them the ability to have unlimited credits so they can really start experimenting without like, oh, I've got to re-up on credits. And they can just not have to worry about that at all for, you know, $30 a month. And then they can start seeing what works and testing the market as far as being able to monetize it and use a distribution network and just kind of really give it a fair shot. And so this way the ambassadors have some recurring revenue so that they can continue to educate people adequately. And the people that are purchasing it can have enough time to really give it a thorough investigation.
Yeah. It's really interesting, you know, with AI and music, like you guys have said before, you know, you can write a song with a basic prompt. And as a previous songwriter myself, I kind of start scratching the back of my head, like, wait, does the song created, does it, you know, drums and the guitars and the layers of the song, does that break down in the DAW, the, you know, digital audio workshop?
Yeah, yeah.
And that's super badass. I got to give this a whack. I'm really looking forward to it. But the other thing, the red flag that waves in my head here is that if it's so, because music's hard, you know, music theory, key changes, you know, difficult. And I feel that I've always appreciated how hard it is to play guitar, how hard it is to play piano. And with music now, with AI being so easy to make, do you fear that the space will become oversaturated?
So I do in some regard, but the benefit is the majority of people in one of our markets that we're really focused on is education. And what's great is, you know, go on there and say, make a diss track about my friend and have like sort of instant gratification. But then they can take the MIDI or the stems, like you were talking about, the isolated tracks, bring them into the DAW and say there's just one word they want to change. And then they realize, hey, you know, if I raise this a half step, it's not sad anymore, it's happy. And they realize that the, you know, if it's a minor or major, it's kind of a way to start getting people involved in a roundabout way. Because, you know, that's the same thing they said about guitar tabs. I'm sure you're familiar. If they're not learning. And I went back and learned all the theory, you know, myself on YouTube. I got that instant sort of gratification of being able to play a song. And then over time, I got more interested in why I was doing what I was doing. And so I started to investigate theory and, you know, learn more about it. So I think it's kind of a modern approach to circumstances of modernity with, you know, dopamine desensitization and all that.
Sure. And you know what I really like about this project, and like, you know, I've seen a lot of crypto projects come and go. I really have. But I appreciate the projects that do a good job with, you know, the X to earn model, you know, the coffee to earn, the walk to earn, the clean to earn, all that stuff. Well, you guys, you know, create to earn project and think that's extremely a great idea. And two, you know, how to actually reward the artist compared to the traditional platforms.
It's a great question. And yeah, it's a, as far as the structuring, it just kind of makes sense because creation art, it provides value. So there's a way to monetization typically. And so the way that it helps the artists that are established is they now have their own model that can 24/7 work on hits for them. Well, they train it by playing music that they like. That's how they train it, basically on its intuition, on their instincts.
Wow.
And so by doing what they love, they're training this model that can write maybe some of the songs that they wouldn't want to, but they need to feed themselves. And then like some, you know, commercial stuff that artists don't like to work on. And then also it'll earn for them after they pass. So their estate, as long as they renew trademarks and IP, they'll continue to be able to cue the model up to create music. Artists that are established are going to do really well with this. And then artists that are up and coming, it's going to augment, it's kind of like collaborating with self. So it's a good way to write songs and then, you know, perform them live, because that's really going to be an important distinction between musicians. Can they, you know, hive show that actually? Yeah, exactly. Having that kind of to help, you know, but still have to perform is really key.
Sure. I mean, the post-hardcore Warped Tour world, I can tell you there's nothing better than a solid backtrack. That's all you need. Plug and play, baby. Yeah. Let's jump up and down. You know, but, you know, I also really like the concept of a one-click record label. And that almost such a loaded combination of words, bro. A one-click record label. I'm intrigued. Take it away.
Sure. Yeah. No, see, the we view Suede is kind of similar to like a node structure. And so you have Suede, which you can upload songs to for the Spotify channel and the digital channels. But the problem, like you were talking about, if we have everybody uploading every single song, it's just going to be totally diluted. So what we do is what trends on the page, what most people are listening to, gets fed to the Suede playlist. And then underneath that, people that have wanted to maybe attempt to build a record label or try something more in the vein of business, they'll have their own page on Spotify. And that's someone that's actually spent some time trying to structure it and build it. And so it's not going to be just some arbitrary person that just tried the model. And so this way they'll be able to determine what's under their umbrella, and that's under the Suede umbrella, but it's just a bunch of sort of nodes, and they're able to provide all the services of a traditional record label with marketing and more effectively than any label could through the use of AI agents and the network that we built.
Wow. Well, that eliminates, if this goes well, some people are losing their jobs.
Yes,
because,
yes.
I mean, that's the thing with music. It really should be about the artist. And I, you know, as A&Rs and agents and as necessary as all that is, it ultimately takes away from the people who are the creators. And that's always been like my focus, like, you know, who actually rips, who actually shreds. I don't care about like, what's the music? What's the point? What's the, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Yeah, 100%. The artist often comes last.
Yep.
You know, wrong fundamentally. I think anyone would agree with that, you know?
Yeah. Sure. And, you know, I want to ask you, I got a couple questions left for you, man. And also, guys, check this project out. All the links are down below in the description, their website, their X page. Check it out. Give them the chance. And if you're an artist, definitely look into this one as well. Could definitely help you write some pretty awesome songs. And, you know, I want to ask, you know, what's a big misconception people have about your project? What do people get wrong when they take a look at this from a bird's eye view?
I'm glad you asked that, because I addressed this earlier in an AMA, and I think people jump on and they see that they can create a song with a sentence or two. And so they're like, that's what this is for. It's for prompting a song, and it's for people that don't want to learn music. And it's very much not the case. That model is a foundation that we've built, so that every artist can make sure that they can have their own model, which we host, we take care of everything, and then they can fine tune it to their specifications. They can make sure all the outputs align with what they want creatively, but ultimately it's there because it's, you know, we're realistic about the, you know, upcoming proliferation of AI. So we want people to see what is possible, and then also what is going to be used as the artists tone print to ensure that they're protected against other people trying to, you know, hijack their IP.
Yeah, I mean, a really important thing and something I would really be curious when you start digging down is that, like, sometimes we listen to certain bands or certain artists in the first 2 seconds of pressing play, you hear that like sonic, you know what that is. That yeah. Instant, oh, I know who this is. And like, you can like control the tones. Like, can you say like, hey, give me Enter Sandman, but in the tone of Knocked Loose, like could really do something like that?
Yes, you have to be careful sometimes how you word it, because say like a song like Johnny Cash, say rural in the style of the say, I don't want to rip them off or anything like that.
Right.
You can say, I want something with a whimsical, moody aura with a get really specific, or you can keep it very broad. Okay. Key is that exporting the MIDI data and bringing it into the DAW later, like you said, is how you really get something that's unique and really get something great. And you can't do that effectively without knowing music or starting to understand it in some capacity.
Yeah, you're going to have a solid blueprint found it. You need to know how to mix and how to level and how to, yeah, you know, all the stuff. I feel like you have to have at least a backbone in music to really make the most of this. But I do would really be interested to see what would happen if, you know, if Bruno Mars got his hands on this, or if, you know, and whoever was able to really sit down with a tool like this, because you think, like, you know, you experiment with sound, drum pads, you're really always playing to find that sound, but then to do AI with that is just like next level stuff, man. Why I've, you know, been gung-ho about this project from day one. What you're doing is really cool. Thanks. You know, I want to kind of close out with, you know, biggest mission. What's the big mission here? Is it about tools? Is it about artists? Is it about something more? You know, what's the plan?
That's such a great question, because really I think we don't always see how important culture is when it comes to like guiding us. And I think for a long time, we relied on art to kind of teach us the narratives and the difference between right and wrong, and just these things that are, you really can't read in a textbook. It's kind of intuitional. So it's very important that we're able to compensate people that are actually moving forward art. And the only way that we're going to get the best, you know, examples at is by compensating those people fairly. They can't starve.
And you know, a lot more questions I'd like to ask, maybe do another interview with you down the road as the project progresses a little bit more. But the final question I have for you today is, say someone watching this YouTube video is an up-and-coming artist or an up-and-coming producer, what do they do? How do they use this technology?
So I would say, you know, first of all, don't own your masters. Don't sell those to anybody. And then, you know, see what you can do with the distribution network and start maybe taking some of your stuff that if you have signed things away that you haven't yet, and start trying to put it out there and see, you know, what analytics you get and ability to market and, you know, revenue you can create. And sure, then, you know, it's an easier way to kind of get involved.
Awesome. Well, hey, man, I really appreciate your time coming on. Like I said, everybody, make sure you check out Suede AI. All the links down below in the description. Any final thoughts before we close out, bro?
No, it's a pleasure. Always loved watching your show. So good to be here.
Awesome. Well, everybody, that's it. That's all we got. Make sure you smash the like button, subscribe to the channel. Check out Suede AI. Like I said, all the links down below in the description. Have a safe rest of your day. Get rich or get wrecked. Peace.